Jesus Christ.
And I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. We have been following for a while now the tenets of what it means to be a progressive Christian and looking at why we are a progressive community of Christians living here in the Fraser Valley. One of the reasons that we are looking at progressive Christianity is the realization in the last 50 years that God has not finished creating. We know that the universe is ever expanding. It's getting bigger and bigger every day, larger and larger. God is at work, and things are happening. And as things are happening with the ever-expanding universe, we recognize that there's new issues coming to the fore. So as the universe is expanding and things becoming more emergent, new issues come forward that were not known to people in past times. And so with an alive God alive within us, we have a responsibility to respond to the new issues that are coming upon us in this emergent time. It's been that way ever thus, but for a long, long time, really from the New Testament times, people thought that the world was complete with Jesus. But we now know that we as humans were wrong, that God is alive and new issues are emerging, and we, based on the principles of Jesus, must respond in new ways. One of the things that we're looking at today is that we strive for peace and justice among all people. That we strive as progressive Christians for peace and justice among all people. Now, in times past, we might have had that idea for the Christian community that we are to strive for peace and justice among the Christian community. And we haven't done always a good job at that. Just look at historically what had happened when in the year 400 there was armies sent from Rome to massacre the Protestants who were living in France. And you can go and see places in France today where there's markers where hundreds and thousands of people were put to the sword by soldiers that came from Rome under the auspices of the church. So we fought each other. But we now see that we have to think in a new way, that we are called as people of the planet to work together, to strive for peace and justice among all people. And it's a key for us as Christians, as progressive Christians, that we see that we are all one on this planet. The planet Earth is our island home, and we are called to respect each other who's on this island home. No one has the key to all the truth. God loves all of God's creation, and that's an important thing for us always to be remembering, that God loves all of His creation. One of the authors that I really enjoy reading and get a lot of inspiration from is a person by the name of John Caputo. C-A-P-U-T-O. John Caputo. And you can look him up. He's got lots of work. He's written at least 19 books. And one of his most recent books is on religion. And in it he says, faith is found in the great monotheisms of the world, which is Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, who stands by us when we're up against the worst, who stands by others, by the least among us. Faith is faith that we can say that certain things are wrong, are evil. Faith is the memory of evil done, the dangerous memory of suffering that cannot be undone, and the hope of a transforming future, which is what I love when I love my God. And it's through faith that we understand that God is love. And we've said that because that's quoted in John's Gospel, but we've often just thought God loves me, but I'm not sure if God loves everyone. But God loves all of God's creation. And that's a revelation that people are having in the last 100 years, that we have to get out of our little tribalisms, out of our little silos, and start to think bigger. So how do we live up to this challenge of what it means to be a progressive Christian, striving for peace and justice among all people, not just those who we know? Well, working for peace and justice, there's some principles at play that I want to affirm this morning. I remember about, a long time ago, 45 years ago, and you may have seen it, there was a poster put out by the Anglican Church in support of the First Nations tribe in the in northern BC, and the poster was "Justice for All, Not Just Us." Justice for all, not just us. And it was a reminder to Anglicans at that time that we had to be working for justice beyond our comfort zone, beyond our boundaries, that we were called to support everyone in the search for justice. And it wasn't just what made us feel good. And it was really reminding us, because 45 years ago, we tended to be a pretty white church, that wasn't just white people that mattered, that God loved all of God's creation. And it was the beginning of that journey for Anglicans in Canada to start to have a bigger vision and joining the rest of the church in having a bigger vision. And so that bigger vision meant that in God's love, and if we mean that God is love, that we seek for truth, for justice, for peacemaking, for forgiveness, reflection on our actions, being sensitive to others, as well as ourselves, working with true honesty, caring, and having emotional maturity. And that is the foundation of what we are supposed to build ourselves upon as a Christian community. And part of that is to do it non-violently. That we are to seek to practice non-violence in our lives, both in communication and also in how we relate to each other. I've spent many years working in the prison, teaching and working at this whole idea of non-violent communication, because it begins with us to be sensitive to what we say and how we say it and how we interrelate to our neighbor. We have to be non-violent in our communication. We have to be non-violent in our theology. I mean, the scripture is full of what you might say is violence, because the scripture was influenced by the culture in which it was written. We had Christian people struggling and writers struggling against the violence perpetrated upon them by Rome, which believed that peace was found by killing your enemies. When all your enemies were dead and in the ground and full of, you know, cut up and sliced up, you had peace. But that was not the Christian way. That was not the way of Jesus. Jesus turned his back on that way of working. Unfortunately, people who came after Jesus got seduced by the culture in which they were in. But Jesus, as I've remembered, mentioned before, that when he was being arrested in the garden, prior to his crucifixion, when Peter cut off the ear of the temple guard, Jesus healed the temple guard. He would have none of this violence. And we often forget that. Those passages of Jesus being nonviolent are often forgotten and not focused upon. But we are really called today to focus on that approach to God and to each other in a nonviolent way in our lives, in our personal relationships, and in our wishes and desires for people around the world. We are to be still and know that God is within us. And we are called to make a society around the earth based on the idea of God's love. Not to be stupid, not to be milquetoast, have good boundaries, but to work with one another in love. And I want to give a very simple way of the beginning and journey of nonviolent communication. There's almost a formula to it. You first of all hear something said to you. Often when we get bullied, people will say things that are outrageous, both in content of what they're saying and the tone in which they say it. We have an example of what happened recently in a parking lot in Richmond, where someone parked over the white line in a parking lot, and the other person just had road rage over it. You can see it on the news. It's been in the news the last few days. A better approach would have been to have the person who was being outrageous is to rather say to the person who parked wrong, "I noticed that you parked over the white line, so you give an idea of what you are connecting to that's upsetting you. I noticed that you parked over the white line, and when I see that, it makes me feel uncomfortable that I don't have enough safe parking for myself." So then you're speaking your truth in response to the thing that's aggravated you. "I see that your parking over makes me feel uncomfortable about my safe parking here in the parking lot." So you recognize your own need and you express that to the other person. And then you make a request. "It would help me that if next time when you parked, you were more conscientious of parking within your allotted parking space." If the person had said that, rather than giving a bunch of racial slurs and telling the person to go back to China, things would have been a lot better all around. It wouldn't have savaged that person and demeaned the person who had parked wrong, and the person who did it wouldn't be seen to be somewhat of a fool, getting all upset over a bit of a white line in a parking lot. This formula of nonviolent communication is one that we have to work at and practice. Becoming sensitive to our own needs, having our own boundaries, stating our boundary to somebody else, but acting in a way that's affirming us, but affirming the other person, that we're all in this journey together. And this is part of what a progressive Christian tries to work at doing as we're a part of the ever-expanding universe. As the world gets bigger, we have to get more sensitive to each other. We have to learn how to live with one another in a caring, sensitive, non-aggressive way. Our populations are expanding. Here in the Fraser Valley, they tell us that in the next 10 years, 1 million more people are going to be here. We're going to have a lot more crowdedness. We're going to see a lot more people. And we're going to have to learn how to work and live with one another in a way that's mutually beneficial for everyone. And I think as progressive Christians, the call to make peace with everyone and to make justice with everyone is a mission that we hold. And I pray today that as we receive the sacrament, with the love of God given to us and poured out for us, the meaning of God for us, that we take that into ourselves and we recommit ourselves to being that as we are the people of God, people who love ourselves, who love God, and who love others. May God bless us all. Amen.